Welcome everyone, this is the Freedom Life Forex Talk. We make you ready for the success you deserve in trading. My name is Julian, I'm 20 years old, I come from Germany, and I'm answering your questions here. Welcome back everyone, we are back again with a new episode. It's quite a while ago, and I remember back then I made an episode talking about how much money you need to start trading, or how much money you need to actually live from your trading. And I still get this question, if it's possible to trade with less. And I really need to admit that since back then a lot of things have changed, my mindset has shifted. So today will be an updated version on how much money you need to live on your trading. And I remember when I think back, then I think I said something like you need 100,000 euros to start, or dollars or whatever. And it's definitely true if you wish to have a high standard of life, which firstly doesn't mean that you need that money instantly. Of course, you can start smaller and then compound to this point, but you definitely need a high number account to also have a high standard living, because you need to take money out of it, but at the same time, you still need to compound your account, and it's not possible if you take a lot of money out. So nothing changed about that. But take into consideration that this number is a rough estimation, because in reality, it's completely based on your standard of life. And honestly, that's something I simply didn't take into consideration back then. Everyone out there has another standard of life. The one wants to sit in a Lambo, the other just wants to replace their 9-to-5. Everyone is different. So this 100,000 is also different for everyone out there. It will be different for you, and it will be different for me. Maybe you don't want to live a luxury life. Then you don't need to have a high trading account. And as I said, 100,000 trading account doesn't necessarily mean that you need to start with 100,000. Okay? Of course, if you can, it's good, but you can also start with 1,000 or with less and compound it to this pound, and really be strict with your rules and say, hey, I don't take any money out till I actually reach the point where I'm comfortable with taking money out of my account, okay? So also it really depends on your standard of life, okay? But it also depends on your strategy, your monthly return, your risk management, your money management, and on so many other things. I remember that I said that 6% a month is really good. But why should you set a limit? Why did I want to set a limit back then? So you also you see that's also a really strong, a huge point. No one is perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm admitting that. But don't set a limit for you, okay? There are strategies out there. They're making 20%. They're making 15%. They're making 30%, yeah? It doesn't mean I make it every month. Mostly I make it even a little bit more every month. No, just kidding. But let's think about it. Let's say you have 1,000 euros, which is a good amount of money. You risk 4% per trade. Yeah, let's assume that. You make 20 trades a month, and you have a win rate of 80%. Yeah, you would win 16 out of 20 trades, okay? 16 out of 20 trades. If you just lose 4 trades in a month, in this example, you could take even higher risk, because 4%, 4 trades, you just lose 16%, okay? You could go even higher, in theory. The problem is that you might don't have this win rate next month. So don't skyrocket your risk just because you have a high win rate, please, okay? So 4% of 1,000 euros is 40 euros. And let's say you always have a risk to reward ratio of 2. So you would win 80 euros 16 times, and you would lose 40 euros 4 times. So in the end of the month, you have a profit of 1,280 euros. you really need to take that into consideration, because there might be more potential if you increase your risk a little bit more. But you really, really need to be 1,000,000% sure that your strategy really gives you a good win rate over a long period of time. You cannot just do this based on a month of trading or two. I would personally do that like based on a year of trading or two. So do a checkup on your situation, what you want, what you need in life. Don't focus on other people. Don't focus like on these flashy Lambos and Rolex on Instagram or something like that. Focus on what you really want, what you really need. Focus on yourself. Build a money management around that and compound your account, okay? I'm really happy to welcome you back to the Freedom Life Forex Talk. See you soon.